This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain is apparently ready to remove nearly all of its troops from Afghanistan following the U.S. plan to withdraw by September 11th. The Times reports Britain plans to hand over control of an academy in Kabul where troops help to train Afghan soldiers. There are about 750 British troops in Afghanistan who would struggle without U.S. support because of the reliance on U.S. bases and infrastructure, according to the Times. A senior United States administration official announced on Tuesday that all U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be withdrawn by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York. It delays only by 5 months an agreement with the Taliban by former President Donald Trump to withdraw all troops amid a growing consensus in Washington that little more can be achieved. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan and the U.S. has been there for far too long. The African Union will launch a partnership to manufacture vaccines at 5 research centers to be built on the continent within the next 15 years. The World Health Organization says only 2% of all vaccines have gone to Africa, citing supply, funding, and manpower concerns. The African Union announcing Tuesday the group behind the global COVAX vaccine sharing program will work to boost research and development as well as manufacturing. The 20-year target is to produce locally 60% of all vaccines used on the continent, compared with 1% today. The World Health Organization says Africa so far has been the least affected region by the pandemic, with 4.3 million cases and 114,000 deaths. You can follow us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is deeply disappointed by Somalia's approval of legislation that extends the terms of the president and members of parliament by 2 years. Blinken says the U.S. is considering all available tools, including sanctions and visa restrictions, to respond to efforts to undermine peace and stability. Somalia's lower house of parliament voted on Monday to extend the president's 4-year term, which expired in February, for another 2 years. The Senate rejected the move, and the standoff threatens to deepen Somalia's ongoing political crisis. The White House says the United States hopes to build a stable relationship with Russia, but does not expect trust in its dealings with Moscow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday to express U.S. concerns over the Russian military buildup along Ukraine's border. She says Biden called on Putin to de-escalate tensions and proposed a summit in a third country. Psaki says the summit was being discussed for the coming months, which would mean this summer. She says the U.S. still plans to punish Russia for election interference and a huge cyber attack, despite Washington reaching out to the Kremlin, and President Biden was clear there will be consequences. The wife of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says her husband is suffering the effects of his hunger strike. Navalny began his hunger strike at the end of last month in protest over a lack of medical care for severe back and leg pain. His wife on Tuesday now saying he has a hard time speaking and has lost a lot of weight, but prison officials will still not let a doctor examine him. According to the Associated Press, Navalny's team says authorities are threatening to start force-feeding him. Russia's prison service claims a panel of doctors assessed Navalny's health as satisfactory. The 44-year-old survived a near-fatal poisoning last year and was arrested when he returned to Moscow in January following life-saving treatment in Germany. A white police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in the state of Minnesota has resigned, and so has the city's police chief. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says the city was getting ready to fire Officer Kim Potter when she resigned. The police chief said he believed Potter mistakenly grabbed her gun when she was going for her taser. Dante Wright was shot in Brooklyn Center on Sunday, as the area near Minneapolis is already on edge amid the trial of police officer in George Floyd's death. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.